Before you come to Christ, you are an enemy in your mind to God. To you, God was your enemy. In your mind, it says, you were thinking that God is hindering the way I want to live. But through Christ Jesus, we are now friends with God. So God forgave us through Jesus Christ.
Welcome to A Word from God with your host and teacher, James Lindley.
The title of this episode is A Lesson in Forgiveness and was recorded live at the A Word from God Bible Church in Springfield, Missouri.
Hi, this is Misha Pelkey, and before we get started, I want to remind you that James loves hearing from his listeners. Drop him a line via email at james@awordfromgod.net. That email again is james@awordfromgod.net. Or write to James Lindley Ministries, P.O. Box 8082, Springfield, Missouri, 65801. That address again is James Lindley Ministries, P.O. Box 8082, Springfield, Missouri, 65801. This is a listener-supported ministry and relies on your generous financial support. Now here's your host and teacher, James Lindley.
A lesson in forgiveness. And our key verse is 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. We're going to go over 3 points of forgiveness today. The 3 points are, point number one, before a person can successfully become a forgiving person, they first need to experience the forgiveness of God. Before you can forgive, you need to be forgiven by God. Before you truly learn what forgiveness is, you have got to experience the ultimate forgiveness from God, the grace of God. Point two, forgiveness requires work to achieve. When you forgive somebody, it's not always easy, and there are steps that a person needs to take in order to achieve forgiveness for another person. Point three, forgiving is a necessity in the believer's life. And we're going to go over these 3 points and explain each of these points today. The first point is going to be over God's forgiveness. Okay, that's the first section we're going to go over. God's forgiveness brings us peace. Does anybody know that? Anybody know that when you have forgiveness from God, you have peace with God? If you're doing something wrong in your life that's against the word of God, or if you've never confessed your sins in front of God and asked Jesus to forgive them, you are not at peace with God. People who are living in sin, including believers, are not at peace with God. There is something that is between the two of you that needs to be dealt with. That is why in 1 John it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful. But if we do not come to God and confess our sins, then he is not obligated to forgive our sins. Does everybody understand that? That we have to have a repentance heart. We have to have a heart that says, God, I'm on the wrong path. I'm sorry for what I have done, and I'm sorry for what I'm doing. Please deliver me. You have to ask to receive, right? Everybody knows that. And in doing so, you will be forgiven. God forgives us through his son, Jesus Christ. Colossians chapter 1, verse 20 and 22, and I'll read this. You don't have to turn to it. And through him, to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight without blemish and free from accusation. Did you hear that? Before you come to Christ, you are an enemy in your mind to God. To you, God was your enemy. In your mind, it says, you were thinking that God is hindering the way I want to live. But through Christ Jesus, we are now friends with God. So God forgave us through Jesus Christ. God's forgiveness through Christ brings us near to him. In Acts 2, verse 38, Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. When we are forgiven through Christ, the Holy Spirit comes to dwell within us. Now, isn't that an intimate relationship? When God makes peace with you through Christ because you believe that Jesus died and rose on the third day and paid the penalty for your sins, God's Holy Spirit comes to dwell within the believer. He is not only with you, he's within you. Now, if God is within you, then that's about as close as you can get, isn't it? Because we are forgiven by believers in Christ, we have access to God the Father. We have access to his throne. In Hebrews 4:16, this is what it says. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence. Confidence. Why would we have confidence in approaching God? Because we are blameless in front of him. We are cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, and our sins have been confessed, and God has forgiven them. So that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Did you hear that last part? So that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Why is confessing our sins so hard? Because we don't want to let go of our sin. We don't want to admit that we're doing something wrong. 9 out of 10 times, if you don't admit something that you're doing wrong, it's because you enjoy doing it and you don't want to give it up. You don't want to confess it. You might have to stop. You want to hang on to it for a little longer. That is not the believer's way of life. If you want to see God working in your life, you need to get into a relationship with him of peace. Now remember, you get that peace by your first step of repentance, confession, and accepting Jesus Christ. Accepting that forgiveness. But you stay on the track with God by confessing your sins and staying in the Word of God. So does everybody understand the forgiveness of God? That there are conditions, right? There's not works, but there are conditions. You have to confess, you have to repent, and you have to accept. You have a part in your forgiveness with God. And then we're going to talk a little bit about what it takes for us to forgive people. Nobody said forgiving was easy. Feelings get in the way. Jesus had to work to forgive us. Did he not? Or did it just happen? First of all, he had to be made flesh and live among us. That's a deed. That's considered work, right? Something he had to do. He was beaten with the cat of nine tails and suffered humiliation. They beat him with the nine tails, the cats of nine tails, and they stripped him naked, and they spit on him, they slapped him, they beat him, they mocked him, they dressed him in a purple robe, they put him up on the stage in front of everybody to see, in front of the crowd, and mocked him as, here's your king. Pilate said, here is your king. He died on the cross. How many of you would die for somebody? But that's what it took to forgive you. That was a work. See how much Jesus done for us, and we don't have to do this work. Thank God we don't have to do this work. He rose to life on the third day, another deed that he achieved. Without Jesus rising from the grave, he would just be dead. Who wants to follow a dead man? Not much of a leader. Yeah, he died. But because he rose, so shall we. Is appointed for a man to die once. But for the Christian, it's appointed for a man to live twice. We follow Jesus and we rise. Because he knows the way through death, doesn't he? We follow him and we make it to the Father, don't we? And fifth, he ascended to the Father and declared, it is finished. You know what that meant? There is nothing else that you and I have to do to impress God other than repent, confess, and accept. And that's a change of heart, a change of heart. So if God did all this for us, and each and every one of us deserves God's wrath, then why are we so quick to unforgive or why are we so quick not to forgive others their trespasses against us? If we have been given so much, why do we want to give so little? Jesus is our example of forgiveness. In John chapter 8, verses 10 and 11, Jesus straightened up and asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," she said. "Neither do I condemn you," Jesus declared. "Go now and leave your life of sin." Do you hear that? Leave your life of sin. Leave your life of sin. This woman was caught in the act of adultery, and the Old Testament law required that anybody that was caught in adultery was to be stoned to death, including both parties. Now, the Pharisees had brought this woman to Jesus, and he was teaching forgiveness, right? So the Pharisees were trying to trap Jesus. They were trying to trap him. And what they wanted to do is they wanted him to get this woman killed so they can say his teaching on forgiveness is bogus, or that he broke the law by not killing her. So either way, he's going to be trapped, right? Either he broke his preachings about forgiveness, or he broke his preachings about the law and he wasn't following God's rules. So remember, Jesus said, any one of you who've never sinned, you can pick up the stone and throw it at her first. And the oldest one's left first. It says that, you know, Jesus forgave this woman. He forgave her. But he also said, leave your life of sin. Leave your life of sin. Jesus forgave those who hung him on the cross. Now remember, he was hanging on the cross and they were still murdering him, right? They didn't stop. And what did he say? He said in Luke 23:34, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. And they're playing a gambling game so they could get his clothing. They're gambling for his clothes. The man's dying right above them, hanging on a cross, and they're gambling for his clothes, and he's praying for their forgiveness. Jesus forgave the sinful woman who washed his feet with her tears in Luke 7:36-49. Woman was washing Jesus' feet while he was at a Pharisee's home, and the Pharisee had a thought, and he was thinking, if only he knew who was touching her feet or his feet. This woman was a sinful woman. Didn't say what she was into, but she was sinful. And she was washing his feet with her tears. And that is a repentive heart. When you come to God and you start weeping because you know that you did something wrong. And Jesus forgave her. He forgave her because her heart was repentive. See, when Jesus walked, there was people that recognized him. They got who he was, and they wanted that forgiveness. And I think a lot of times when we come to God crying, it's because we start realizing, I don't deserve something as beautiful as you in my life, because I'm a sinful person. You know, and that's what God wants. You know, without confessing, without acknowledging what you're doing wrong, you don't see the harm that you're doing to yourself and others. You don't see that. And you continue on doing those things. And you start to hold that stuff within you, those acts of unrighteousness, and it starts to eat at your life and other people's lives. Does that make sense what I'm saying today? So now we're going to go on to this next section. It says, why must we forgive? Why we must forgive? We must forgive to be forgiven. Matthew 6:14-15, for if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. If you don't forgive others, then God won't forgive you your sins. So you got to be careful. You be really careful. We are to forgive others as God forgave us. Colossians 3:13, bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. We must forgive because God forgave us. We too must forgive others. In Colossians 2:13-14, when you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the written code with its regulations that was against us and that stood opposed to us. He took it away, nailing it to the cross. Anybody understand that? Everybody that is saved by God at one time is a sinner. And he still loved you enough to call you out. He still loved you enough. Now, I want you guys to hear this because this is important. We're not here just to bless the believers. We're not here just to preach the word to one another. Jesus wants us to reach out to people who we may feel don't deserve it. Because we ourselves at one time didn't deserve it. We were all sinners at one time, were we not? We're still sinners, but we're saved by grace. But the point is that we were actually dead in Christ. I mean, we had nothing to do with God at the time that he came along and saved us. So while we were still in our sins, God pulled us out of that. So you can't look at somebody and say, that person doesn't love God. They'll never go to church. I'm not going to preach to them. Well, how are they going to hear the good news? How are you going to tell them the good news if you're refusing to do it because you can't show them compassion because they're not a Christian? So you know, we don't want to be this church where I'm too good to go out and talk to sinners about God. You know, we have to remember that God forgave us and none of us deserve it. And because we don't deserve it, how much more should we be living for him? If he died for us, shouldn't we be living for him? You know, I'm going to tell you guys right now, there's nothing you can do apart from Christ. You guys can behave as well as you want to, but until you get into this Word of God and you start seeing God's love for humanity, when you start seeing God's love and you start seeing what he's done for people and what he's done for you, and you recognize the love that God has for you individually, and you're not going to get that from coming here once a week. You're going to get that from this book. You're going to get that from here. I mean, I can preach it to you, but you need alone time with God. I mean, if you want to know what the magnitude of this forgiveness that God has for us and that we're to extend to others is all about, you're going to have to get alone with God. We are commanded to forgive others. Anybody know that you're commanded by God? I mean, it's a commandment to forgive. It's a commandment. You got to forgive. Ephesians 4:32, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Kind, compassionate, forgiving. It's easy to do when you got your family around. It's easy to do when you got your friends around, but what about your enemies? What about that person you don't even want to look at them, let alone forgive them? Anybody got somebody like that in their life? Luke 6:27. But I tell you who hear me. Anybody get that? Who hear me? Who hear me? Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Not to those who love you. Not to those who treat you right. Because you should love them anyways, and you probably will. That goes without saying, right? But what about the ones who hate you? Love your enemies and do good to those who hate you. My last point is that forgiveness sets us free. Forgiveness sets us free. That's my last point. And basically, I'm just going to tell you this. If you guys are sitting up at night thinking about all the bad stuff that everybody's ever done to you in your entire life and you're carrying that baggage around with you, you're going to let hate, anger, and bitterness, you're going to let all of that stuff just swell up inside of you, and it's going to explode on somebody. It can explode on the person that you're angry with. It can explode on a family member, but it's going to come out some way. Not only that, though, you're going to be a prisoner to those negative feelings. You're going to be up at night thinking about, this person's doing this to me, and this is so unjust, and I want to pay them back, and what can I do? And all of these thoughts that you really can't control are going to be running through, whereas you should first come to God with it and say, God, this is how I feel. I don't like feeling like this because my stomach hurts. Anybody ever stay up at night and your stomach is just like, because you're thinking about what this person did to you or is doing to you, and your stomach is like, and you can hear it. You can hear the acid draining in it. You know, and then you start thinking about the what ifs. You know, what if they get away with this? What if they don't stop? Now, who do they think they are? Why are they doing it? I'm innocent. Why would they do this to me? Why? Why me, God? Then you start getting mad at God. Then you start having unforgiveness towards him, and you don't even have anything to be angry with him about. But so, if you start going to God and say, I want to forgive this person, you're set free once you start feeling that forgiveness come through you. You're set free from those feelings. You can lay your head on the pillow knowing that God's got your situation. Doesn't the Bible say that a man plans his way in the heart, but the Lord orders his footsteps? I mean, wherever you go and God's taking you there, you're still going to go through the storm. You get what I'm saying? You're just going to fly straight through. You ever hear that attitude is everything? If you have a biblical attitude towards your circumstances, you will find peace in your circumstances. If you have a worldly attitude, the world says payback, don't let them do this, attack, payback, all that stuff, right? The Bible says forgive and let God deal with it and ask God for direction, all right? And 9 out of 10 times I have found, and I say 9 out of 10 times because I usually let God handle it now, I find that he has a better plan for the situation. The very enemy that God has put in your life could be the person that he's asking you to save. And I don't mean that you do the saving, but he could be the very person that he's asking you to lead to deliverance, to lead to Christ, the very person that you can't stand.
This is a listener-supported ministry and relies on your generous financial support. I'm Misha Pelkey for A Word from God.
And I'm James Lindley. And it is our prayer that God will bless you immensely from this message.